Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're hanging out with Danny Ceretti here in San Antonio after another huge night last night. Danny, when's the last time you've been this hot swinging a bat?
I don't really remember. I'm just trying to have good at bats and win every pitch. So it's nice to see some results.
It's everything. It's power. It's on base. It's really good pitch selection, situational hitting. What switch flipped for you? Because we talked yesterday to a few guys and they said that you've been locked in from the start of spring training. Like, you've been in June, July mode since spring started. What switch flipped for you this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just able to now just know exactly what I'm looking for, and I know like where I need to see the pitch, and if it's not there, I'm just not swinging at it. And the results are going to be the results. But like I told you, I was able to really learn that at UNC this spring, and I got like 450 at bats, so it did feel like I was in June or July, right when I rolled in. But just continue to try, just work that process. Work a lot of mental game too, and just trying to be super present, and then let the game just kind of come to you, and just be in every moment. That's it.
And for those that don't know, those 450 at-bats were off a machine called Traject at the University of North Carolina. Can you kind of give us a little insight of what exactly that machine is doing?
So it's a screen, and it projects a video of a pitcher, and then it's an AI machine, and you can plug in any pitcher you want, and it shoots out the exact metrics, and then there's a hole where the ball comes out, obviously, and that moves to the exact release height of whoever's throwing, and then from there it's the person that's actually running it, who's my buddy Brandon Martirano, AAA catcher, he's now the grad assistant at UNC. So then he would just sit back there, call game, and try to get me out. And then, we just talk about it and build different approaches for different arsenals of pitching. And then that's pretty much it, yeah.
And it's designed to get you out.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be this easy thing, right?
No. The whole point, I would joke around with him, is like, I'm trying to figure out how to get carved less.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So if you take that mindset into it, you're not going to go in and feel great every day, obviously, but I really do think it gets you better, and really, really mentally helps you too. So,
another guy who you've played with that is doing an amazing job right now is a guy named Kevin McGonigal. He's in Detroit. You guys were obviously together in the Tigers org for a while. You've been able to pick his brain a lot over the years, I'm sure. What have you taken away from what he does?
Same kind of thing. The kid is, I'm a few years older than him, and I learned a lot from him. I mean, he's really good baseball player. Obviously, everyone's seeing that. But just the way he goes about it, he's super prepared. He knows exactly what he needs to swing at. Like, just the same thing I've been talking about. And he sees the game differently. So like, to learn that, it was very cool. And just try to, from a bunch of players that I've played with that are really good, just take little things here and there and kind of just plug them into my own game. So
let's shift the focus to the team. A chance to win its first series of the year tonight. It's been a really good series so far in San Antonio. What do you think has flipped the vibes around a little bit here as the team has started to win more?
I think the guys are getting more comfortable with each other. We're kind of coming together as a team. It's a lot easier to play as a team when you actually get to know the guys and you want to win for each other. So I think that's happening right now with us. And also I think, at least as an offense, I think we're just putting together really good at-bats. And when you string together good at-bats, good things happen, and play the game, and you look up and you have a few runs. So I'm just looking to continue to do that.
That's what it seemed like, a more of a team offense perspective and guys getting a little bit more situational swings. It seemed like that part of the game was a little tight the first couple weeks of the season on the ball club. How do you think that's evolved?
Guys are getting comfortable. Sometimes it takes a couple games. You look around at the lineup, and it's really good player after really good player. So, we knew we weren't gonna, lose every game. So the guys just have to get settled in, and now everything's coming together, and everyone's seeing what this lineup is capable of.
And the team certainly has had a flair for the dramatic as well. Can you walk me through that last double play situation to end the game last night, and just what your mind is spinning on before that play even happens?
Well, Salas has been kind of antsy over there at first base. Yep. He's looking to run, so I'm obviously like know that he could go any pitch. So before, you know, as he throws the pitch, I see that he's running. So then I'm trying to like kind of read both the hitter and Salas to see like what's gonna happen. Kid pops it straight up, and my immediate thought was just to go kind of deke him, do like a little like double play. And then I realized that he really had no idea, and he went in really hard and slid, so I just took off to first base as soon as I could, and we got the double play, so it was a cool play there to end it.
Yes, it was. Danny, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.